The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied. The Zecher Nishmat Mor Zekeni, Nishmat Rabbi Yosef Ben Sarav, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenechem Began Eden, Amen. Ashelema, Sarav Bat Rachel, Vesara Ruchama Bat Rachel, Edna Lefandahim, Fat HaNefesh, Ufat HaGuf, Ufat HaTam, Kerob HaLavo, Vechen Yirason, Yonomar, Amen. Again, today's daf on Pe Aleph Amud Bet, and we start two lines from the bottom. Ba'amineh, Rav Nachman. Question I asked Rav Nachman. Tashmish Amita Rabbanan. Tashmish Amita, which means a lady makes a neder, that what? That she's osetting herself to have hana'at tashmish from her husband. Ainui nefeshu o devarim shebeno lebena. Which means we learned in the Braita on yesterday's daf that according to Rabbi Yose, he considered these type of neder beno lebena. That's a neder that is between the husband and the wife, and the nafkamina would be on such a type of neder beno lebena is that it's only forbidden so long as they're married and even after they get divorced. But once she gets married to somebody else, the neder, which means the husband has rights to be mefer such a neder. I'll point that out because it's beno lebena. It's one of the nedarim that the Torah gave rights to the husband. Once they get divorced, of course, well, there's no nafkamina in this, but once she gets remarried to somebody else, the neder goes off. That's the kicks back in. That's the way the beno lebena nedarim, we said, works. So we want to know. That braita yesterday we learned was a shitav Rabbi Yose. Rabbi Yose said that the Shmish Amita is a neder beno lebena. So we want to know, the rabbis argue. What do the rabbis hold? The rabbis, what do they say? Like a bit, tashmish, is it considered a beno lebena, or is it considered, let's say, a enui nefesh? It's a new nefesh type of neder, then it means that the neder is hal even if she gets married to somebody else. So comes the Gemara and says again, "Ba'amin Rav Amirav Nachman Tashmish Shemitah Rabbanan Inu Nefesh Shu Odavrim Shebono Lebena." Look at the Ran. "Ba'amin Rav Amirav Nachman Tashmish Shemitah Rabbanan Inu Nefesh Shu Venafka Mina Demefer Ben Laatzmo Ben Laachirim." But if you say it's Inu Nefesh, then already it's hafara, even when she's married to somebody else. Or the verim shebeno lebena who ulaatzmo mefer laacharim eno mefer. Correct. Only it's mufer for himself, but not for others. In any event, the Gemara answers the question like this: Tani tua, we learned untalu v'netula ani min haYehudim. Let's say a lady comes along and says netula ani min haYehudim. She says that I am making a neder that I'm not going to have tashmish, that no Jew should have hana'at tashmish from me. And she's abstaining herself now from all the Jews. How to get that on, the way he explains the neder. Netula ani min haYehudim she'asra hana'at tashmisham aliha. He was osir, or she was osir, anybody to have tashmish with her. Okay? So it says, now she gets married. So she's married already, let's say. So what is the husband going to do? So it says, yefer, helko. So his helik, he can be mefer. Okay. Shem mashto, and then he can have tashmish. Ute netula min haYehudim. But she still remains asura to all the other Yehudim. She says, he can only be mefer for himself, but let's say they get divorced. She'll be asura to everybody else. So comes the Gemara and says, V'i amart neder. Ainu nefesh ave, but if you're going to say that it's a type of a neder, that's ainu nefesh. Amayte netula min haYehudim. Why should she be forbidden to the Yehudim? We said that in ainu nefesh, once you make the she makes the neder and the husband's mefer, it's mefer for everybody, not only for him. Even if they get divorced, she should be permissible to other people. Again, how do we learn ainu nefesh? Ainu nefesh means if it's that type of neder and the husband's mefer, not only does it become mutar to him, becomes mutar to everybody. If he gets divorced, it's mutar to everybody. So you see what? And the fact that it's saying that she remains netula, she remains asura to others, that comes and tells me that must be beno lebena. Shma mina devarim shebeno lebena avyan. So the Gemara says, that's the question. So the Gemara says, no. De rabbanan tev'elach mishum de netula ani min haYehudim. Says, wait, we're asking a question. We want to know what the rabbis hold. and you're bringing me a raya from this braita that says netuda ani min hayehudim, Rabbi Yosef ketani la. That braita is following the shita of Rabbi Yosef. The amar avuna kule pirkin Rabbi Yosehi. The whole perek, anytime you have a statement that's a blanket statement, that's the shita of Rabbi Yosef. And therefore, since that braita that you just called me is Rabbi Yosef, you have no raya what the rabbis hold. We have a rule in Masechet Nedarim in the 11th perek. Any braita that's written stam is the shita of Rabbi Yosef. And how does the Gemara know that every braita is Rabbi Yosef? Mimai, kevan diktani. Because if you remember our Mishnah, we had a Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Rabbi Yosef omer, en elu nidre einui nefesh. Which means, remember in our Mishnah when the rabbis were talking about not showering and not putting on makeup. So the rabbis thought it was einui nefesh. Rabbi Yosef came along in our Mishnah and said, Rabbi Yosef omer, en ze einui nefesh. And then the Mishnah continued and said what? Lama letu lemitna hareze yafer devre Rabbi Yosef. Why does the end of the Mishnah have to say Devre Rabbi Yosef? We know Rabbi Yosef was talking. Why did the Mishnah have to repeat Rabbi Yosef's name twice? It says Rabbi Yosef Omer, and then at the end it says Devre Rabbi Yosef. Shema mina mikan va'ilach Rabbi Yosef. To come and teach me that from this point on, every statement that you're going to see in the Masechet Nedarim is Rabbi Yosef. Which means Rabbi Yosef Omer Yafer, and the reason why I repeated his name is to tell me going further, all the blanket statements are Rabbi Yosef. So what happened in this Sugaya? We didn't answer our question. Which means we had a question, according to the rabbis, what do they hold by Tashmish? Is it considered Beno Libena or is it considered Anu Nefesh? We brought it out, yeah, seemingly. And the fact that a lady says, Netula Ani, I'm, refraining myself from everybody else. So it's the husband can be Mefer, but she remains Asura to everybody else. Oh, if she remains Asura to everybody else, that means it must be Beno Libena. Oh, very good. So we proved it. You didn't prove anything. That statement that you proved it from is Nabi Yosef. You didn't prove the Rabbanan. So I don't know what Rabbanan holds in this case. But I know Rabbi Yosef holds that. Now, who told you that statement is Rabbi Yosef? Because we have a rule. In Masechet Nedarim, 11th Perek, all the statements are going like Rabbi Yosef. Why? From the fact that the Mishnah repeated his name twice. It's coming as if to say that from this point on, all the statements are Rabbi Yosef. Now let's read the Ran inside. Let's start with the Ran, three lines on the bottom. Netula ani min hayehudim. Right? What did she say? She asra hana'at tashmisham aliha. Right? She forbade herself to have hana'ah from the tashmish. Amayte netula min hayehudim. Now, the im ita tashmish inui nefesh. If you tell me that it's inui nefesh, ma'anya farato ben na'atso ben na'harim. It should work for him and work for others as well. L'rabbanan teva'alach. Meshub netula ani min hayehudim. Rabbi Yosef ketani la. All the stam statements in this perek, Rabbi Yosef ketani lo vekedekeva dektani Rabbi Yosef omer en elu dreinu nefesh viu gufe amar elu en dreinu nefesh lama le limit netu areze yafed devre Rabbi Yosef, which means the proof is why in the Mishnah does have to say Rabbi Yosef omer. Then it says, Devre Rabbi Yosef. What's the double language? Elal Shme'inam dekudet perkin Rabbi Yosef. Vakatin Rabbanam tev'elan. But we still have a question called Rabbanam. The Dilma Tashmish Enu Nefeshu. Umefer Ben Asul Naharim. Olyan Halakha. Kevan deba'yan lo ifsheta. Since we did not resolve this question. Nakhtinan lechumrah. We go lechumrah. Ve'enu mefer ela meshum devarim shebeno lebena. We have to treat it like a beno lebena neder. And therefore it's only mufar for the husband, but not for Achirim. V'ika man damad nehid lo ifsheta acha, filach ifsheta lebevirad v'shmu'ed damam b'samuch, aval anat peloni alai mefer. V'imeha lo iriya dechi kamar mefer nadim sheyesh bo inu nefesh kamar, v'akat mutsil mamad v'tashmi shemitai en bo inu. Good, which means they want to bring a proof from later on. You have no proof from later on. So lemaaseh, the Ran is concluding in this sugya that nedarim of tashmish are considered beno lebena, and therefore the husband has rights to be mefer, but once she gets divorced and she gets married to somebody else, the neder goes back on her. Which, or when she says netula ani, and the husband's mefer, it only affects him, it does not affect anybody else. Exactly that. Okay, next point. Amar Shmuel Lukeis, Meshemeh de Levi. Ko nedarim ba'al mefer le'ishto. Good. All the nedarim, husband is able to be mefer for his wife. Chutz min hana'ati al peloni. Let's say a lady says like this in a neder. I'm forbidding myself to hana'ah from that guy. Now, pashut, the husband cannot be mefer, because the chaurat, that's got nothing to do with beno lebena. Again, she's saying, I am not going to have an hour from so-and-so. So it says, she'enu mefir. And the husband has no right to make hafara in such a case. Aval, hana'at peloni alai mefir. But if she says, hana'at peloni alai, well, but she's like this. If she says, hana'at, chutz min hana'at, hana'ati al ploni. I will not benefit somebody else. Hana'ati. My ana'a, I'm forbidding myself to give a benefit to somebody else. That he cannot be mefir. Why? It's not bino lebina, and it's not anu nefesh. She's not going to give a benefit to somebody else. That's not anu nefesh ta. However, she says the opposite. She says, I am forbidding myself to have ana'a from this man over here. The husband can be mefir. It's not bino lebina, but it's anu nefesh. Because maybe she's going to need something from that guy one day. And now that she forbade herself from having hana'ah from this guy, she's going to have the ainui. So therefore, in such a case, Shmuel says the husband can't make a hafarah because we considered ainui nefesh. Understand the difference between the cases. The first case was, she says like this, I am not going to give hana'ah to so-and-so. Well, the husband has no right to be mefer that neder. In which category would you put that neder? It's not bin or bin. It's not between him and her. And it's not ainui nefesh. She says she's not going to give pleasure to somebody else. Good. But she says the opposite. She says, I am forbidding myself to have hana'a from that guy. He cannot give me any item. I'm not receiving any items from this guy. Okay, even though it's not the husband, so it's not binol lebena, but it's enui nefesh. Because could be what? One day, she's going to need something from that guy. And he's going to be the only one that has it. So now what's going to happen? She can't receive. So therefore, it's because enui nefesh, the husband has a right to be mefer. That's what Shmuel says. Look at the Ran. Amar Shmuel, Meshemed de Levi, Kol nedarim baal mefer leishto. Vehu David de der inu nefesh. Chutz mehanaato, mehanaati al ploni. Da lo avi la inu nefesh, aval hanaat peloni alai mefer. Dekevan di idba inu nefesh, afa pish shelo nadra ela meacher yefer. Good. That's the shitav Shmuel. Tanan. Now, for the rest of the sugya, we're going to question this halakha. We have a mishnah. What did it say in our mishnah? Perot medina zu alai. Remember, they said the lady made a neder. She forbade herself from perot medina zu. I am not going to have any ana'a from the fruit of this city, this place. Yeah. Yavila me medina acheret. Uh-huh. So what do we say? Could the husband be mefer such a neder? No. Why not? Inu nefesh. No, it's not inu nefesh. Let the husband go buy fruit from a different country. And she made a neder. I am not going to have an from fruit from America. Oh, he said, oh, inu nefesh. He's forbidding her. No, it's not inu nefesh. It's from America. She can't have. Let the husband go get fruit from Israel. So therefore, you have no... okay, yeah, that's not inu nefesh. Oh, but what do you see? So long as she has other outlets, that's not considered inu nefesh. So therefore, Shmuel, what are you talking about? All she did over here is forbid herself that pleasure from this guy. But from everybody else, she can. So therefore, if she can't get the item from this guy, she'll get it from somewhere else. That's not considered inu nefesh. So long as there's another outlet, it's not considered inu nefesh. For the proof from our Mishnah. Yeah? Look at the Ran. יביא במדינה אחרת, אבל פירות אותה מדינה מצרי עלה, ואינו יכול להפר, וכל שכן אומרת, הנעת פלוני עלי, שאינו יכול להפר. Exactly. Just like she can get food from somewhere else, because she was only said food from this מדינה, so she was only said herself from this guy, everybody else should be, she can get it from somewhere else, but it should not be אינוי נפש. So comes the Gemara and says, nah, you learned the case wrong in the Mishnah. אמר רב יוסף, דקה אמרה שתביא. The case in the Mishnah is talking about where she said any fruit from this Medina if the husband is going to bring it. Shetavi, any husband, any fruit that he brings from this Medina. Oh, now let's analyze. What is the difference between any? Not she didn't say fruit stam. If the husband brings me fruit from this Medina, it's asutami. And why does that change the case? So the Ran over here speaks out very important rules. But you only see it in the Ran. These rules in the Hilchot Nedarim, they're very integral to know exactly how Nedarim works. So let's read this Ran over here. Deka amra, shetavi ata. Kego deka amra, perot medina zu alai, im tevi'em ata. The fruit are only asura to me if you bring them to me. Aval kishivim acher lo asar tamale. But if somebody else brings me fruits from this country, no problem. V'kivan diyesh ta takana beotam perot shel otam medina al yede acher lo dami lanat peloni alai. Delet la takana lanot meoto peloni. He says like this, that she has a way out even in the medina. So it's different, because in the case where she was osir herself that pleasure from this guy, there's no way out from this guy. This guy conclusively is asur. Mashiach in the medina, even in the medina that she was osir, she was only osir the husband to bring. But even in the same medina, there's a way out that somebody else can bring for her. So that's not considered inui nefesh. Therefore, husband cannot be mefer. Because so long as in the neder itself, which you were osir, you have an angle out, so she technically has two angles out. She has the angle out. The husband, somebody else can bring her from this medina, and the husband will be able to bring her from every other medina. And the Ran's going to speak out, you need that other side in the equation as well. Which means you need the side where the husband has a way to bring it. Why? Look at the Ran. V'chitem ha'imken ha'vidin le'mitni yavi la'acher meperot otam medina. Which means the Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said in that case over there that the husband cannot be mefir, right? So it says, V'chitem ha'imken ha'vidin le'mitni, instead of sharing the Mishnah, Yavi la acher mepirot otam medina. Ika lememad mishumachi ketani yavi la medina acheret. What did the Mishnah say? Remember what the Mishnah's language was on this case. Oh, if she makes it there like that, where she's all setting herself from the medina. And how we're learning it now, that the husband cannot bring. I'm sorry, the husband cannot bring. But what was the language of the Mishnah? Let the husband bring from a different medina. Why did the Mishnah have to say, let the husband bring from another medina? Let the Mishnah say, let somebody else bring her even from the same medina. So the Ran says, Mishum she'im lo ha'itar la takana al yede ba'al, because if there was no way out for the husband to get her fruit, afagav di'ite takata al yede acher, even though there's a takana for other people, mefer. De'har resha de'amra kunam perot olam alai. Let's go to the first case of that Mishnah. The lady said, Perot olam are forbidden to me. What is perot olam? All the fruits in the world are forbidden to me. Diktani arezi yafes. What Mishnah say in that case? Then it can be mefer. Because no way out. Be'amnat shetavi atam mitukma. Oh. Now we have to learn the case is talking about, like we just learned the sefa, where she said, any fruit that you bring me, from anywhere in the world, is asurat to me. What do we say in that case? Yafir. Because bottom line, there's no way out. All the fruits are going to be asurah. What do you mean? Why should it be asur? Why should it be asur? Other people can bring it. Ela, you see, it's not enough. You have to have the etev by other people as well as an angle out by the husband as well. And so long as you don't have a way out for the husband as well, it's considered a nui nefesh. So that's a very important klal that the Ran is telling us. I mean, again, that's considered a nui nefesh. According to Rabbi Yosef, that was considered a nui nefesh. So let's review the cases now, because this is very, very, very integral. The Gemara wants to say the case is like this. What happened? You have the lady, two cases of Amishnah. She said in Eder, Perot olam asura alai, all the fruit of the world asura alai. Now we're learning that case now. That you bring me, any fruit in the world that you bring me, the husband, I'm not having an'ah. So what do we say? Make hafaran such an Eder. That's considered a new nefesh. Why is it a new nefesh? Let somebody else bring her the fruit. Since legabe the husband, there's no way out for him to bring it. So therefore, it's considered ainui nefesh. Therefore, he's able to be mefer. Beautiful. Second case of the Mishnah. Perot medina zu. These perot are forbidden to me from this one. You cannot. If you bring me fruit from this medina, I'm not eating it. What do we say? Cannot be mefer. You know why? Because other people can bring her from this medina. And the husband as well, like the Mishnah said, can bring from a medina acheret. And to be not considered a new nefesh, you need it to be where the husband has a way to bring other sana'ah. Good. Also, once we learned the Mishnah like this, we have no question against Shemuel. Because what was Shemuel's case? Shemuel's case is where the lady said, this man over here, I am not going to get a hana'ah from. Now that's considered over there, conclusively in the inui nefesh, because the guy's conclusively asur. There's no way that he can have that you can have an'ah. Now, what's going to happen one day? She might need him for something, And she made it. But have enough from other people. You're right. But from this guy, there's no way out. It's not like the case in the Medina, where even in the Medina, there's a way out. This whatever conclusive yes, that's why it can be mefer. That's the Gemara's answer. Comes Gemara, continues and says, wait. We continue the brayot. Tashema. It's another proof of Mamishna. Or a question of Mamishna.
Tashema.
Perot hinvani ze alai. So what do we say? Let's say the lady made a neder. The fruit that comes from this shopkeeper. Hinvani, shopkeeper. I'm not the store. I'm not having an a'am. En yachod lefer. So we said, cannot be mefer. Why? Because what was the logic? Go to a different store. Okay, good. So what's the problem? It's a question against Shemuel. Because what are you talking about? So same thing over here. She said, I'm not going to have enough from this guy. But she can have enough from everybody else. So therefore, she's not locked out from everybody else in the world. Just like in the case of the Mishnah. She just forbade us from this store. That's not Enu Nefesh. Go to a different store. So Gemara says, no. Same answer. Any fruit that you bring me from this store is going to be forbidden. But what? If other people bring up from the store, or he brings from a different store, mutar. That's why lo yafer. But in this case over here, she's conclusively asura to this guy. Same answer. So give us wait. Continue the Mishnah. Lo haita panasato ela mimenu. Right? But let's say the guy, the husband, only has credit in that store. Right? He doesn't get, so for him to go to another store to bring her fruit is not an option. He doesn't get credit. He doesn't have any credit from any other stores, right? So what's the deen? Hareze yafir. So what do we say? Then you can make up for that. Right? V'i amad deka amra shetavi ata. If you're telling me over here where the case is talking about shetavi ata, amay yafir. Why can she make hafara? Because the ma'aseh, I don't care that the husband, let's say, only goes to the store. Bottom line, shetavi ata. If you're learning shtavi'ata, it's talking about what other people are able to bring to. If other people are able to bring to, so then what are you making up? The last case in the Mishnah doesn't make sense the way you set up the whole Mishnah. On every case in the Mishnah you learned it was talking about that you bring me, right? That the husband brings me. Beautiful. Let's get to the last case. I'm forbidding myself to have fruit from this store. Oh, so the Mishnah says. And what's the case? That you bring me from this store. Good. So I said, well, you know what? Listen, if the guy only gets credit from this store, so then he can make hafara. Why? Why should he make hafara? It's not inui nefesh. Bottom line, somebody else will be able to bring her from that store. Somebody else will be able to bring her from that store. So comes the Gemara and says, Ela. So you know what? Your way of learning the first two cases of the Mishnah cannot be correct because it doesn't work out in the last case. So you gotta readjust. Ela. Medesefa de lo maiti baal have resha de ka maita hi. Which means, from the fact that you're learning now, that in the sefa, when the lady said with the hanvani case, the case is talking about where she didn't say the husband to bring me, it's just time she said the hanvani case, in all cases, which is, I am not going to have an a'ah from the hanvani, no matter who brings it to me. Not the husband, not anybody. And that's why the Mishnah said, listen, if the only place where the husband goes is to this store, so then not the husband can get her fruit, and not the Baal. That's why you can be mefer. So you have to learn the earlier cases as well, is talking about where she forbade herself in totality from everybody, which means when she said, perot olam asurat to me, she meant, perot olam, nobody can bring them to me. Oh, so then how do you, so if that's the case over there, and what do we say in the Mishnah? We said in the Mishnah, that when you make a neder like that, it's conclusive. So therefore, what? You can be mefer. Oh, so then that's, we're back to, we have no question on Shmuel. Because what did Shmuel really say? Shmuel really said the same thing. That if conclusively this guy is forbidden, and there's no way out, then it's going to be mutar to be kafara. Which means, go back to the Mishnah now. You know what the case of the Mishnah is? Like we learned originally. Three cases. Let's go to the three cases. Case number one, perot olam asura. Right? I'm asserting myself the fruit of the world. What did she mean to say? Like we learned originally. No, I'm not having any of these food. Not from a husband, not from anybody else. Also, the conclusive de rasul. So what's the deen? Hafara. Good, no problem. Next case. I am not going to have, I'm sorry, I gave the second case. First case. I am not going to have perot from this Medina. Perot Medina zu asura. Now what did she mean? Asura, no matter who brings them to me. Whether my husband brings them to me, or whether somebody else brings them to me, these perot of the Medina are going to be asura. So what do we say in the Mishnah over there? And the Mishnah said, okay, no problem. Let her go get fruit from somewhere else. Oh, let's stop right there. Here's where your question is. You cannot make a kafara in that case.
Right.
Why can I make a kafara in that case? You have options. Go somewhere else.
Options.
Oh, you have options. Go somewhere else. But Shmuel didn't say that. Shmuel said that what? That when a person, the lady makes a neder and says, what? I am not going to have an ahav from this guy. Yafir. But she has options. Back to the question against Shmuel. Yeah, it's a question against Shmuel. I repeat the question again. We thought to bring questions against Shmuel from our Mishnah, and we answered all the questions. Now we're saying the answers that we gave from our Mishnah are not an answer. I'm going to repeat you how it worked. Get Shmuel's case, and then get the Mishnah's case. Get how we answered, get how we rejected, and then we're back to square one right at this point. Al. Shmuel made a statement. Lady comes along and says, you know, this guy over here, stranger, I'm not going to receive any hana'ah from this guy. Shmuel said, you know what, the husband, make hafara on that. Make hafara, why? Inu nefesh. Why inu nefesh? Like I said, maybe she's going to need a hana'ah from this guy one day, and she forbade herself from the guy. The husband, it's not bin ol bina, obviously, but it's inu nefesh. Okay, beautiful. So you see what? Even though she has other options, from this guy, there's no option. Inu nefesh, break it. Beautiful. We have a question from our Mishnah. And this question, by the way, is the question of the Mishnah, which is going to stand now. What's the question? Take the first case of the Mishnah. She says, Perot Medina Zu Asura. And by the way, you know what it's referring to? I'm going to give you the maskana. It's Asura, whether a husband brings it to me, whether a stranger brings it to me. These Perot Mis Medina, off limits. What do we say? Don't be mefer. You know why don't be mefer? Let the husband bring her fruit from somewhere else. Let her eat fruit from somewhere else. Oh, good. So you see, even though she knocked off a certain item, since there's other outlets, in Ohafara, what are you talking about? Right. Even though she knocked out this outlet of this guy, but there's other outlets. So why are you telling me Ohafara? And don't answer me that in the Mishnah, the outlet wasn't Asura because she only forbade the husband from bringing, but others... Because it doesn't work out in the Mishnah like that. Because the last case in the Mishnah is not going to make sense to learn it like that. The case of Parnasa. What did it say in that last case in the Mishnah? It said, and if, she says, the storekeeper's fruit, the shopkeeper's fruit, asurat to me. Now, it said, in that case over there, lo yafir. Lo yafir, because the husband can get the fruit from somewhere else. And she can even eat from the shopkeeper because somebody else buys some. That's what we wanted to learn. Oh, but if the husband, let's say, gets credit only from this store, okay. Right? So then we said, oh, you got credit from this store over there, then already, yafir. Okay, why? Why? Because you're limiting this store?
Yeah. It seems.
But
there's no other option, John.
There is no other option.
Why are you telling me yafir? Which means, if you're going to tell me that we're learning all the that stuff, if you're going to tell me that all the cases before that you wanted to learn it, where it's talking about where you're only forbidding the husband to bring, so you're saying, okay, this store is going to be forbidden to me, right? And if the husband only gets credit from this store, yafir. Why? She only was osir. The husband, let somebody else go to that store and let her bring. Ella, you see, that case doesn't make sense. Even in that case, the deen should be lo yafir. Ella, you're learning the cases like wrong. You have to learn the case like we saw it originally in the Mishnah, where it's conclusive. And still you see conclusive. What? Only a claim of conclusive. Even though she has rights, let's say she has angles, outlets, still yafir. Ah, so Shmuel. What did you tell me, Shmuel? In a case where, let's say, the guy Asura Hana'a, right? So Shmuel's deen was Yafir. But Yafir in that case. Why? Because this guy's Asura. But in the case of the Mishnah, it doesn't make sense anymore. Because in the case of the Mishnah, we see where she had outlets, where she's forbade herself to Medina Zu. Right? Medina Zu. Even though she had outlets to someone else, the deen was what? Yafir. I'm sorry, lo yafet, lo yafet, lo yafet, lo yafet. Case one is the question again, boys. Get where the question is. Case one of Medina Zu Asura, right? Fruit from this place to everybody.
to everybody. Not, me, I'm not. My husband brings it. Not if a stranger brings it. Lo yafir. Why? Go somewhere else. Go somewhere else with this guy over here also. You forbid this guy. Go somewhere else. You have another outlet. So what are you talking about, Shmuel? So comes the Gemara and says, look at the Gemara says, Ela, bottom line, Resha en yachod lehafir. The Resha, that's the case of the fruit with the Medinazu. Right? It's talking about over here, En yachod lehafir udeka maitahi. Which means, she was osir in all situations. Which means she was osir, let's say the case of the Hanvani. In the case of the storekeeper, she was osir to go to the storekeeper's fruit, whether the husband brings it, whether somebody else brings it, it's going to be asur. Umatnitin Rabbi Yosehi. And our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosei. The Amar Avuna Kula Perkid Rabbi Yosehi. Umay in Yachol Lehafer Mishum Inui Nefesh Aval Mefer Nidarim Shebeno Lebena.
That's what the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, you know what the case of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said, Eno Mefer? What did it mean, Eno Mefer? Eno Mefer meant, you cannot be Meferet from the rules of Inui Nefesh. But it's considered Beno Lebena, and therefore you can make Hafara, because it's Beno Lebena. And therefore, our Mishnah is following Shittat Rabbi Yosef. And the B.O.C. is going to hold really what? You can be mefer these nedarim. You know why you can't be mefer these nedarim? Because it's considered beno lebena. And therefore, don't ask me a question from Shmuel, because Shmuel is holding like the rabbis. Right? And he's holding like the rabbis that considers these items as inui nefesh. Which means when he comes along and says, Hindani, I'm having hana for perot and stuff like that. Right? So he considers these cases as what? He considers these cases as Inui Nefesh, the rabbis, the Shmuel. That's why he's coming along and saying what? Yafir. Masha'enken, Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah that said Eno Mefer, he meant Eno Mefer from the Inui Nefesh standpoint, but it's considered a Beno Lebena. Now, that's vague still. I'm going to read the Rans. Let's read the Rans a little more. Let's read the Rans. Ela. Let's actually read the Ran. Let's start. Yeah, I'm going to read it on the Amud Rishon. Start like this. Ela. It's V'i Amart. The last, second to the last one. V'i Amart, the Amra Leshita V'i Atta Amayim Yafir. Amat Se Letanem Ahu Hanvani Aide Akhir. Ela Medesefa Dekamaitehi Yavi Resha Nami Dekamaitehi. Kachi Yikar Gresa. Vachi Perusho. Here's the key. This is the case of the guy we said he can be mefer if he only gets credit from that store. Right, he was also all the fruits conclusively. No matter who brings it, because if you say the case was only forbidden when the husband's going to bring it, why can be mefer? Let somebody else bring it. So the first case also diktani. Which is asserting herself from this perot of the fruit from everybody. And if it's a question against Shmuel, because Amishnah is clearly saying why en yachol lafer, and Shmuel says yachol lafer. Good. So look at leave the next kedusha, go to the next line. Ela desha en yachol lafer de kamaitei klomar in. She was offered the fruit on the hanvani conclusively, no matter who brings it. Here's the key. From inu nefesh standpoint, you can be mefer. Ushmuel amar mefer stama. Which is Shmuel holds like the rabbis. Shmuel was just saying that what I consider this in the Inui Nefesh, which he said Yafir. Now, when you say Yafir Stam, that means even Inui Nefesh, because Inui Nefesh is a more encompassing type of Hafara. Yeah. So, what did Shmuel say in a case where this guy's Asura to me Yafir? Why? From it's Inui Nefesh. Oh, we have a question from our Mishnah. No. The Mishnah is a B.O.C., by the way.
And the Biyosef, when it says En Yachol Lehafer, it meant En Yachol Lehafer from the Inu Nefesh angle. But what? From the angle of Beno Lebena, you're Yafer. So therefore, everybody holds Yafer, by the way. It's just that, what do you consider the Neder? Is it an Inu Nefesh or is it a Beno Lebena? So don't be ask me a question from our Mishnah that said En Yachol Lehafer against the Mu'er. The Mishnah is going like the Biyosef. You have no question. Now, that's one way of learning. That means, according to this way of learning, now comes out Shmuel and the Mishnah are at odds. Yeah. Shmuel's going like the rabbis, and the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef. That's one way of learning. So if you can learn like that, look at the turn the page now. The Kevan de Asikna. Scroll down to the Amud Bet. The Kevan de Asikna. It's like a second paragraph. The Shmuel damar kerabanan naktinan kivatayu. Oh, once I proved that Shmuel's going like the rabbis, we're going to follow Shmuel. And therefore what? Even though he said all the statements in Masechet Yedarim 11th Perek goes like Rabbi Yosef, lav staminin the kema diktari tana devrei Rabbi Yosef yitravi the keilu tnan behedja bechule matnitin amar Rabbi Yosef vechen da'at Rambam zal uchvar katavti ze lema'ala, which means all we're going to take Shmuel's statement over here. Shmuel's statement is what? Shmuel's statement is going like, obviously, the Rabbanan. That says what? Yafir. Yafir mita'am what? Even mita'am inui nefesh. So I mean that again. The keva dasi, the Shmuel dama ke Rabbanan, naktinan kevatayu. The afagav, the kula perkin Rabbi Yosei. Even though all the perek we said what? As far as Rabbi Yosei. Lav stamin inu. The kevan diktani tana, devrei Rabbi Yosei yetera, havide ki ilu tenan, בהדג'ה בכולה מתניתין אמר ביוסף וכן דעת הרמב"ן ז"ל וכבר כתבתי זה למעלה. So according to this understanding, the Ran is being posek like Shmuel. Shmuel is going like Rabbanan, and that's saying what? That's going that it's inui nefesh. Then he says, אבל אחרים אומרים תדמסקנה שמואל כרבי יוסף מתוקמה. Oh, different way of learning. Shmuel's going like Rabbi Yosef. V'hachi k'amar matnitin. Rabbi Yosef hi, umay en yachod lafer b'shem d'nei anui nefesh, ava b'shem d'nei shem b'nei b'nei mefer, u'shmuel namem b'shem d'nei shem b'nei b'nei omer, de mefer uch Rabbi Yosef. Which is when the Gemara gives the answer and says that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef, and when Rabbi Yosef said, eno mefer, he meant eno mefer from the anui nefesh angle, but from the b'nei d'nei angle. Yeah, and that's what Shmuel meant. That when Shmuel said mefer, he meant from beno lebena, which is somebody shouldn't want to square Shmuel and make him like Rabbi Yosef. The Ran says impossible. I don't like that interpretation. I cannot accept it. V'don hira dimken lo avi lememar manitin Rabbi Yosef. The Amar Avuna kula pekin Rabbi Yosef. The Kavanah manitin the Katan lo yafir shunei anu nefesh. Kamar Shmuel the Amar mefer shunei shelo lebena. Be'achi sagi the frukad Shmuel. Umayichpatan tu manitin mani ela v'aday kadam Ram. Which we went out of our way to say the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef. What do I care what the Mishnah is? Bottom line, just say that Shmuel and the Mishnah are equal, no matter who it is. From the fact that we wanted out of our way to prove that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef, it's mashma that Shmuel is saying not like Rabbi Yosef. Shmuel is saying like somebody else. So therefore, the maskana he's taking the Ramban. So here's the clarity now of the whole sugya which just took place over here. We asked one question. It was on Shmuel's statement. Shmuel made one case. This guy over here is asurat to me. I cannot have any pleasure from him. Shmuel says, you know what, this case? Yafir. Now, we didn't know why he said yafir. We didn't know what category this falls under. But when you just say yafir stam, you have to assume that he's referring to even inui nefesh. Because again, inui nefesh is even a more broad type of neder, where you have more flexibility. So yafir, beautiful. The Gemara had a question. But we have a case in the Mishnah where you see that even if you knock off a certain certain case, henbani or this store, I'm not going to. Not the husband brings to me, not me. We said what lo yafir because there's an outlet. Oh, so you see, our Mishnah is at odds with Shmuel. No. First of all, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef over there, and you know what Rabbi Yosef meant in the Mishnah when he said eno mefer. He meant you cannot be mefer that type of neder from an inu nefesh angle. Ela ye mefer because it's a beno lebena. And Shmuel was going like the rabbis. And Shmuel was saying mefer because I hold it's even Inui Nefesh. So you have Rabbanan, that Shmuel subscribes to that opinion. And you got Rabbi Yosef in our Mishnah. So therefore, don't ask a question from Shmuel to the Mishnah. It's two different Tanaim. Shmuel can go like Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yosef is Rabbi Yosef. Very good. And the Rabbanan says, because of that, we're going to posek like Shmuel. Yeah. Because Baruch Hu, we go like the Rabbanan.
Right.
Okay, beautiful. Comes the Gemara and says, new case. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. New story. Nadra mishte kikarot. She made a neder. I am not going to have an hour from these two loaves of bread. Be'ahat mit'aneh u'be'ahat en mit'aneh. One of the loaves of bread would cause her inui. Let's say it's a fresh, nice, white bread, whatever it is. But one of the loaves of bread is stale, black bread, things like that, where it wouldn't be inui nefesh to her. So now the question is, well, let's just talk ourselves. We would say, well, the husband only has rights on the inui nefesh one. So if she made an eder on both breads, lechaora, what we would say, just from our own logic, the husband should have rights to be mefer, the good loaf, and the loaf that there's no inu nefesh, he shouldn't have rights to. That's basically the way we understood, right? Look what the Gemara says. Nadra mishte kikarot ba'achat mit'aneh ba'achat en mit'aneh mitok shehu mefer le'mit'aneh mefer le'she'enu mit'aneh. We have a new sevara here. Once already, he has rights to be mefer, then the bread, the loaf of bread that she forbid herself, that the affliction bread will call it, he can be mefer the other one as well. Even the non-affliction one. It's like, it draws it in. Now we have to see the logic why. Rabbi Aseh Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Aseh says the name of Rabbi Yohanan, Mefer le-mit'aneh, ve'en mefer le-she'en mit'aneh. Okay, we understand Rabbi Yohanan. No, you can be mefer to the mit'aneh, when in the inner mit'aneh, you cannot be. You understand the two shitot of it? Good. Vika de Amri, just kept another shita first. Ba'amine Rabbi Aseh Rabbi Yohanan. נדרה משתי כיכרות באחת מתענה ובאחת אין מתענה. מהו? אמר למפר למתענה ואין מפר לשאינו מתענה. אוקיי, the one that's knew you can, one you cannot. Now let's see the run to see the סברות over here. Look at the run. אמר רב יהודה, אמר שמואל, נדרה משתי כיכרות. כגון דאמרה, שתי כיכרות אלו עליי. She said it simultaneously. These two כיכרות are forbidden to me. באחת מתענה שהיא פת נקייה, beautiful, clean, fine flour, ובאחת אין מתענה שהיא פת כבר, black bread, מתוק שהוא מפל למתענה בפני שיש בה עינו נפש, מפל שאינו מתענה, אף על פי שאין בה עינו נפש, וכיוון לשתיהן דבר אכילה, מפל שאין מתענה בגררת מתענה, which means it draws it in. Since she made one neder simultaneously, right, two are forbidden to me, once already you could mefer half of it, the other item goes through, right? V'afidu mefer stam, which is even if the guy didn't say specifically, he just said, you know what, hafara automatically goes on both loaves. Now the Ram's going to explain me the mechanics, how does that work? So look at the next Ram. V'ravase amar v'yohanan, mefer l'metaneh v'mefer l'she'enu mitaneh, mishum dedet leha gerara. You don't know this gerara business, Rabbi Yohanan. What do you mean? You're metaneh on this, that you can be mefer. You're not metaneh on this, you're not mefer. Helka kafidu mefer beferush l'metaneh v'en metaneh enu mufar. Which means, even if he said beferush, I am being mefer to both loaves of bread. Doesn't matter. It's only going to hit on the loaf that she has inui. Right? Mufar l'she'en mitaneh. Okay, good. Enu mufar l'she'en mitaneh. Good. Kach pereshu rabotai. ולא ראיתי לאחד מהן בגררה, but I didn't see them explain this סברה of this גררה business. דשמואל, טעם, they didn't explain the logic, למה? What's the reason? But somebody draws it in.
Okay, the concept.
The mechanics. I understand the guy. This draws in that, but what's the mechanics? So he says like this, ונראה בעיניי, דשמואל ורבי יוחנן, והפליגי, משום דקרא כתיב, by נדרים, what does it say? Ve'isha yeferenu. Right? The husband will absolve. Umefkin and ma'ikira lekaman tzricha bal sheyefer kol haneder. From there we learn the husband has to be mefer the whole neder. De yeferenu kulam mashma. Yeferenu means he's got to absolve one the whole neder. Ve'im mefer miksato.
It's a happy neder.
Right? If he's only mefer part, afidu mas sheyefer enu mufar. Even what you were mefer doesn't work. You got to do the whole concept. Sheken he ikara girsa beish matad l'kavan kmo shektov ala b'shiyat ha'shmaya. Meshumachi kama dekavad shenadra m'shte kikarot. What was her neder? The full neder is two kikarot. Hare ke neder echad. That's like one big neder. The Eve Shadow of Phil Hatzain. You can't go half. The Yefirenu Ketiv. Mishumachem, it talks to Sikla affair. Since listen, you can't take away the Einui Nefesh one, by the way. The Einui Nefesh is his. So therefore, and the only way you can be able to take the Einui Nefesh is if you give him the other half. Because if you don't give him the other half, it's only half an ender. So therefore, by default, understand the default over here? Listen, it's one big neder over here on two loaves. Listen, rule. You want to break nedarim? You got to do the whole package. No such thing as a package on a neder. Okay, beautiful. Now, the guy has rights on the Inui side. So what? You want to say what? Let him just do the Inui side? It won't work. It won't work because it's only half. So the only way the Inui in this case goes off is if you give him the whole package. That's why you give him the whole package. V'yachon nafil mitanei mishum enu nefes mefer gamkin l'shinu mitanei. The I amat lo matzei mefer, because you're not going to give him rights from mefer the other half. Then you're taking away his Inui side. And the Torah gave him Inui side. He has that right. So therefore you have to exercise his Torah right. And the only way you can exercise his Torah right is give him the whole thing. Since God gave him permission, because now they're both talui on each other, both dependent on each other. Now, if you're going to tell the guy, sorry, that other half, you're out. What's going to end up happening? She ends up with Inui Nefesh. He can't have that. So therefore, the basic sivara is, why does one draw the other in? The sivara is, nedarim got to be mefer as a whole. Now, even though half this neder technically is out of his realm, but doesn't matter. Since part of it is in his realm, and the Torah gave him rights to that, so the Torah gives him rights to be meferet in any way, which way possible. Even if he's going to have to draw in stuff that's not in your rights, but it's affecting my Inui now. You're affecting my Inui now? Take the neder off. Ah, that's one shita. V'aseh Amar of Yohanan says what? Mefer le-mit'aneh ve'en mefer le-mat she'en mit'aneh. He takes half. What does that mean? He also agrees you only can take off a whole neder. Oh, so he looks at it. You can do F. Any neder that's in your rights, you got to do the whole thing. Which means he can't come along and say, on the Inui side, I'm matiring you half a loaf. No. On the Inui side, you got to matir the whole loaf. The other one doesn't even come into the picture. That's not in your Yefirenu realm over there. So therefore, whatever the Torah granted you rights, you gotta make sure to do the whole thing. There's two ways of looking at what whole means. Okay? The Yefirenu Dikra, Ainu Nefesh Kaya, Hilka, Kol Shefer, Kol Mashiach, Bo Ainu Nefesh, Maki Say, Yefirenu Karinembe, Mushumaki, Mefil, Mitanev, Mefil, Shein, Mitanev. Good. Okay? The Ran has a question. That's the two she taught. That's what you have to know for today. Mahloket, and how to look at it. Gibraltar has questions on this tomorrow, but it's Mahloket of Yohanan and Shmuel, how do you look at it? The Ran just has one question. The Ran comes up and says, "V'chite ma imken desfil leShmuel diyafinu akula neder kai." So what do we see? Quote to Shmuel. You got to go the whole neder, okay? V'afilu lahi palga deleta mehanehu gavne dematzi ba'al befer uchte chativna. Good. You can even get the side that's not related to the husband. It's not an einu nefesh item. Goes off. Tekshil matnitin detnam. We have a mishnah later on. What does it say? Netula ani mina yehudim. Good. We learned this case today. Lady says, I am not going to have tashmish to any Yehudi. Right? She's forbidding herself to all the Yehudim. Yafir halko. So what do we say? The husband can be mefir, his section. V'tehem mishamashto. And he can be mishamesh. Uteh netulam min Yehudim. But she remains forbidden to all the Yehudim. Oh, now wait. If you're telling me over here that you got to do a full neder. So once his side goes off,
everybody
should go off. Why does she remain as? Didn't you just tell me you got to do the whole neder? So even the stuff that doesn't affect him, right? Which means knock the whole thing out. So it says the Ran is bar my nema kibat the yafirenu amar rahmana mitoch she mefir halko mefir nami halke yehudim. Tebelav achil lo efshar ikal because otherwise you can't do it because didn't we say half a neder you can't do. So he says ikal lememad the efshar the sfir alel Shmuel.
Oh.
there's a difference between inu nefesh nedarim and beno lebena nedarim. The big difference, which means that which the Torah said, you can't break half an eder, that's on inu nefesh nedarim. But on beno lebena nedarim, you can break half. And it makes sense. Because, let's discuss the logic. Let's discuss the logic. Inu nefesh has got nothing to do with him. Inu nefesh is on her. She has a certain inu. So therefore, the Torah is coming along to say that so long as she has an inui nefesh type of neder, correct? That's on her. She forbid herself from a certain bread, let's say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Torah said, no. She's causing herself suffering. Grim husband home. Has rights. Torah says, in that case over there, you have to take the whole neder off. We're giving you rights to take the whole neder off over there. Because that's nothing to do with the husband, by the way. That's the hakpadah that the Torah does not want her to have inui nefesh items on her. So that's the whole neder. Good. Mashek in the case of beno lebena, right? Things that are between him and her. The guy only cares about himself. It's not about her. The guys will say that this tashmish affects me. So therefore, the gabet thing of beno lebena, since the whole thing is the kepid of the baal, what am I makpid on? I'm makpid on that he wants the tashmish. I don't care about somebody else. So in that case over there, you don't got to break the whole neder. Inui nefesh got nothing to do with the hakpada of the baal. Inu nefesh got to do with her situation. Her situation over there, there the Torah says, you got to break the whole thing. Mashiach, when it's telling on what the husband's makpid, beno lebena, whatever your makpid, I'm break. So I'm makpid on his tashmir, then I'm makpid on she's not surrounded to everybody else. And so when it's on the lady, then I can give you a seminar to say what? You got to break the whole thing. Because it's not telling on the husband at all, and meaning it doesn't affect the husband, Michlal. You got to do the whole thing. Mashiach, in the case of beno lebena, what's the sevara beno lebena? Why did I give a right to the husband? It's affecting me. Okay, so on the part that affects you, you break. Yeah. What do you got to break the whole item for? Machpatni if she's asura to somebody else.
Right.
So look at the Ran sevara. It says like this. Let's read that inside. Mm-hmm. Look at the Ran. Three lines from the bottom. Umilta de shaycha b'ta'amahi. It's a sevara chilukim. Why? Dinidre inui nefesh mishum kepeda dida hu. Which means when it comes to inui nefesh, that's not the kepeda of the husband. That's on her item. She forbade herself from that. Dematze mefer de inuya gabai. Right? Any inu that she caused on herself, then I gave the husband's rights. Mishmachi eno bedin shefe lahatsain. Which means like this. Say better. Bottom line, by keeping half the neder on her, there's inui on her still. She cannot eat that loaf. Right? Which means even though, let's say, the loaf is whatever, it's black bread and stuff like that, bottom line, but
she could eat.
No, bottom line, if you don't take that neder off,
there's
inu nefesh there. So therefore, when it comes to that, that's in her. If you take half, you didn't settle the inu factor. There's still inu factor on her. Say, I said it better now. Which means, and the inu, if you took half, there's still inu on her to a certain degree. Therefore, when it comes to her issues, that God wants her inu off.
Wipe
the whole thing out. Mashi'ekin on devarim beno lebena. What did Torah say? Hey, listen, the guy said, you're affecting me. Forget about her. You're affecting me now. Okay, so take off what affects you. But what affects other people, don't take off. Understand?
Yeah.
So the Ran says that. He says,
very nice.
Right, by not taking off Taref, she says, I know you. But devarim shebeno lebena mishum kevedah deba'al. Look at my kapid. Shari. That's the chiduk. Then I want some.